certainly no, but I don't say things like, well, I guess I'd say, I might say he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say anymore he's queer.
Why not?
No, but I guess this is, it's not in to say that these days, and it's just such a...
Well, is that what it would mean to you if you heard the word queer about
it? Oh, sure.
Okay. Would you ever hear queer in the other sense?
I've just...
The standard meaning of the word queer?
Something's a stranger bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
You hear that as well?
Now you're asking me, do I today or does one in Houston?
What, whichever.
Yeah. One hears that term, and I use that term as an adjective for something. It's a bizarre situation. It's a queer thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a queer deal.
Mm-hmm. But not for a person.
But no, if you say of a person, he is a or she is a, that means homosexual. He is a queer. She's a queer. Means homosexual.
Could you use it as an adjective for a person without meaning homosexual, a queer person?
He's really queer. It's all under the inflection.
Okay, that's good enough. Yeah. What would you call a girl or woman with mannish ways who is not homosexual?
She's dykish, I guess I'd say.
Hmm. Suppose it were just a little
mannish
girl who likes to play with the boys.
Tomboy. Tomboy, if she liked, a sort of roughhouse. Or,
mm-hmm.
But she's... Yeah.
Okay, and then a female homosexual?
A lesbian. I think that's... Let's see.
Well, you said dykish. Would you call her a dyke?
No, I wouldn't... That word is so... I was thinking about that. That word is so harsh to my ear.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very... She's a dyke. I suppose... If I did, it would be contempt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like of a man. If I said of a man, he's a fag, he's queer, there would be some contempt in there,
mm-hmm.
I think, or
mm-hmm.
disdain. You know. Same with a woman. If I said she's a dyke, it'd be the same.
Mm-hmm.
She's lesbian.
Okay, fine. Do you have a name for a sexually overactive male?
Most of us. Let's see. A sexually overactive man.
Some people answer to that a normal adult.
Yeah, I was going to... I don't know what that... I'm not being...
Might you call him a stud, for example?
I understand that term.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't use it.
I mean, I might if I... You know, but for you to throw that question out,
mm-hmm.
No.
Well, a Don Juan or a Romeo? Or
okay. Because now those terms to me don't necessarily mean sexual activity.
Uh-huh.
I would use a Don Juan or a Romeo for someone who is just charming with women and likes women now,
mm-hmm.
who may or may not have a lot of different sexual
mm-hmm.
activity.
Well, this is more or less the same. Would you have a name for a sexually indiscreet male? Somebody who didn't care, who knew about it.
I would say... I don't know. Yeah, I suppose it would depend on the situation. I might say he's indiscreet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know of a term that I attach to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Okay. How about for a woman, then, a sexually overactive female?
Again,
the most common is nymphomaniac.
Oh, yeah, but to me, you see, I would only use and understand that term in almost a clinical way.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that someone who had something severely neurotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not what I heard in your question.